B. Clean sport actions, make them daily behavior. The principle of strict liability. The principle of strict liability means that you take full responsibility for everything you ingest. Demonstrating that you can prove that you are clean is your responsibility. Learning objectives. 1. You can improve your clean sport behavior in line with the principle of strict liability. 2. You can responsibly decide to avoid unintentional anti-doping rule violations. 3. You can explain which anti-doping organization's rules are applied to you. What is strict liability? You are solely responsible for any prohibited substance you use, attempt to use, or which is found in your body, regardless of your intention to cheat, fault, negligence, or knowing to use. By recognizing what risks you may face in your athlete life or daily activities, your responsible actions and decisions, including seeking for appropriate support, are fundamental to stay true to yourself. Case study: learn from a case scenario. What kind of actions help you protect yourself? During a competition, rival athlete B inserted a prohibited substance into the drink bottle of athlete A. After the competition, a prohibited substance was detected from the doping test and athlete A was questioned for an anti-doping rule violation. Because athlete B eventually confessed, athlete A was ultimately not subject to sanctions, but athlete A's competitive result was disqualified. Could athlete A have done anything not to face this unfortunate situation? Which category of athlete are you? The code defines and classifies the individuals who participate in sport, are fallen in one of the following five categories. 1. International level athlete. 2. National level athlete. Or 3. Individuals who are not international or national level athletes but over whom the International Federation or National Anti-Doping Organization has chosen to exercise authority. 4. Recreational athlete. And 5. Individuals over whom no international federation or national anti-doping organization has, or has chosen to, exercise authority. Check the definitions by your IF and NADO. Check your athlete level first to ensure you can take clean sport action in line with the rule. Check ADEL, https://adel.wada-ama.org/learn/. Recreational athlete and protected person. The code applies to both recreational athletes and protected persons, including the anti-doping rule violations and prohibited substances methods. However, when such athletes are faced with sanctions, some rules could be flexibly applied, for example, non-public disclosure. Recreational athlete, check your NADO's anti-doping rules. Within the 5 years prior to committing any anti-doping rule violation, any person who are fallen below cannot be classified as a recreational athlete. If you have been an international level athlete or national level athlete. If you have represented any country in an international event in an open category. If you have been included in any registered testing pool or other whereabouts information pool by any IF or NADO. Protected person, either of the following athlete or other natural person, who at the time of the anti-doping rule violation, had not reached the age of 16, had not reached the age of 18 and is not included in any registered testing pool and never competed in any international event in an open category. Open category is excluding competitions limited to junior or age group categories. For reasons other than age, had been determined as lacking legal capacity under applicable national legislation.